In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Tut, and we hear in the Gospel of this blessed Sunday the story about Zacchaeus. And we know this man as the tree climber, the one who went into the up over the sycamore tree in order to see the Lord. And actually, at the end of the meeting between the Lord and him, the Lord said that salvation came to this house today. And he meant by this that this man, Zacchaeus, he put himself on this, in the beginning of the path of salvation. And when we look at the story and we meditate on what Zacchaeus have done, actually the tree was a symbol. Zacchaeus, when he climbed on the tree, he mounted at the same time over many, many things that hinders many people from going after the Lord and putting themselves on the path of salvation. So let us look and see what did exactly Zacchaeus go over in order to meet with the Lord. First of all, he forsook his pride under the tree. No man who might have any form of dignity would do something like this before the crowd. No one is to be like honored among all of those people, and he might do something like this and the people might look at him and see something funny in what he was doing. So this man, he did not consider his dignity. He does not consider himself being the chief tax collector. He didn't consider his authority or what the people are going to say about him. He forsook his bride under the tree. He was prepared to sacrifice his bride, his reputation, and his self-respect in order to see Jesus. How many times our ego is in our way to the meeting the Lord? How many times, because of our pride, we find it very difficult to follow him? We feel like, I cannot do this. This will make me look before the people. Maybe they will ridicule me. Maybe I will look so silly when I say to the other people that I go to the church or I keep the fasting time or all of this stuff. But Zacchaeus gave us a lesson. When he went over the tree, he forsook his bride. And one of the people said, lost sheep are more easily found in this way. There he was in the tree, standing out by his humility and self-abasement. He despised himself in order that to see the Lord Christ. Our self or our ego is one of the main mountains that hinder us from seeing the Lord. Unless we will be able to go over this, we overcome the sense of our pride, there was no way we can see the Lord. Zacchaeus not only went over this tree of pride, but he climbed over the mountain of the love of money that hinders many from following the Lord. It is not easy for a man like Zacchaeus, who lived his life learning only how to collect money, to in a second, actually, in a few moments, what did he do? He gave half of his money to the poor, and he was also ready to give, to pay back fourfold of to those people whom he had their money by false accusation. It is not easy if we think about it. This man did not collect the money in a day or two or a year. Actually, he lived all his life. This was his target. So in this man to come and climb over the mountain of love of money, this was something that really very impressive. We have to learn it from Zacchaeus. How many times we said in our hearts, I cannot pay my tithes because I'm struggling financially. I cannot give to the Lord unless I will be able. As if like we pay when we have abundance. No, my brethren, this will never be the case. We give because we trust in him. We put him above everything else. How many times the love of money took the people and drove them away from the Lord and went with them to the path of perdition? But Zacchaeus was a wise man. He despised his money. He went over the love of money in order to be able to meet with the Lord, to receive him, and also to receive salvation. Zacchaeus also, he overcame the weakness of pitying oneself and complaining against God. For St. Luke to mention about Zacchaeus that he was of short stature, this meant something. This meant that his stature was something very noticeable. It was something that anybody would like remember when they think about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus did not wait in his house, pitying himself. I am a short man. Why God did create me this way? This is the job I learned. What can I do? If I give up now my work and I give up my money, then what am I going to do after this? A lot of people, they live in their own cells, just pitying themselves. How poor I am. How I was not granted what others were given. And then with this sense of pitying self, we die in our situation, and we are not willing to do anything, because basically we blame God for our problems. He is the one, if he gave me something better than this, if I was granted maybe a better, like a taller stature, or maybe I was taught to do something else, it would be much easier for me to follow God. How many times we say this? How many times we feel like we can, because this is whom we are? We cannot do something better. This is how we think of ourselves and we think of God. Zacchaeus, he did not surrender to this sense of pitying self. I feel always that I pity myself, and I want others as well to share me in this. I share my story with others not to ask for a help, or I ask for maybe a counsel, but actually I enjoy feeling poor, enjoy feeling like I was mistreated, that how God was not like kind enough to me. He did not create me and he gave me like others. With this sense of pitying self, a lot of people are staying there in their homes, waiting for the people to come and knock over their doors and say how poor they are. They live on this. This is exactly their food. They are fed on the sense of self-pitying. With this sense, there is no way. There is no way we can meet with the Lord and we can put our feet on the path of salvation. So Zacchaeus, in order to meet with the Lord, he climbed over the tree of pride, he climbed over the mountain of the love of money, and also he climbed over the weakness of pitying self. Zacchaeus as well climbed over another very big mountain, which is the mountain of temptation, of holding a grudge against those who murmured in opposition to the Lord's visit to his house. When the Lord looked to Zacchaeus, and he said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come. I will go to your house today. The immediate response from the people around, they started to murmur. They didn't like this. Why the Lord would come to this man? Why he would visit a sinner? But Zacchaeus, part of his repentance was to pay back money to the same people who murmured against the visit of the Lord to him. As if he did not hear it. He did not pay any attention to those people murmuring against him. How many times, only because of the sole reason of that we do not like the people around us, this hinders many people of coming to the church. How many times, because only we hold the grudge against others, we cannot come and take communion, and we live with it for many, many years, and say, I do not come to communion, Abuna, because simply, actually, I am not in agreement with somebody. I feel like I'm holding something in my heart. Then what you are going to do with this? You are going to live with it and die with it? Or you should climb over this and come? How many times we hold the grudges, and also we do not want to get it off out of our chest. We want to keep it. Sometimes people live with the idea that I should have an enemy. Some even nations, they live on the fact that we need an enemy. We need somebody to hate. We need somebody to fight against. We need somebody that makes us always feel like we should have help from others in order to go and fight. People who live like this, they will never be able to meet with the Lord. Zacchaeus, he did not only ignore all of this murmur, but he was able to do good to those people who were murmuring against him. Imagine this. You come to the church, and the members of the church look at you and say, what is this man is doing? He should not come here. He is a sinner. And then you come and take communion, and then the people will murmur against the priest and saying, how the priest is giving communion to this guy? And this man comes, in spite of hearing all of this, and vow to pay to the people whom he took their money by false accusation, fourfold in return. As if he heard nothing, as if nothing like could hurt him, he was at that time able to go over this sense of grudge against those people who are murmuring against him. My brethren, Zacchaeus today, he did not only go over a physical tree, the fig tree, in order to see one person passing in the street of his city. Zacchaeus, when he did this, he is teaching us a lesson. He climbed over trees and mountains that was to hold him back from meeting the Lord. He forsook his bride. He climbed over the mountain of the love of money. He overcame the weakness of pitying oneself. He ascended above the temptation of holding a grudge. Look at these four reasons: bride, love of money, and complaining against God, and holding grudge or hatred. How many people were killed by one or more of these enemies to man? How many people were not able to fight against any of these? How many people felt like, I cannot, looking at any of these obstacles and saying in their hearts, there is no way. How can I forget this? How can I ignore all of that? How can I deny myself? It is easy, my brethren, to look at Zacchaeus and maybe say something good about him. But when we look at him, this man is giving us today a very, very important lesson in how we should be meeting with the Lord. The tradition tells us about Zacchaeus that after the Lord ascended to heaven, he became one of the disciples, and also he was ordained bishop over Caesarea, and he preached the name of the Lord there until he departed in good old age. This man, before he become a preacher, before he go to others and say to them what you should be doing, he gave us a lesson on how a person can overcome obstacles with the grace of God in order to meet the Lord and receive him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.